On the 18th of October, Bletchley Park presents Gordon Carrera. The BBC's security correspondent will give a talk on his book, Intercept, The Secret History of Computers and Spies, from Bletchley Park to modern cyber espionage.
What I enjoyed about the book is the stories, and some of the stories, you know, whether it's about the characters and researching some of the characters from the Second World War, and whether it's Turing or Tommy Flowers, whether it's some of the Americans who came to Bletchley, I think that's a fascinating story. And I try and tell that in quite a lot of detail in the book, because I think it's the birth of this modern communications intelligence relationship. But then, you know, if you go through into the modern world of hackers and computers, you know, there's some really fascinating stories there about some of the people who've been involved in it, some of the people who were first to spot how computers could be hacked and could be manipulated, and some of the risks that were there from the 60s, from the 80s. And, you know, I enjoy those stories. It's much more about the stories than it is about, if you like, the simple technology of it. Well, it comes down to people. You know, we think it's all about machines, but actually machines are built and designed by people. They're used by people. If there's a lesson from Bletchley, of course, in breaking, you know, Enigma and some of the other traffic, it's that you can design a very good machine, but some of the weaknesses are the way people use it. You know, people are still the ones who have to input those codes and, you know, what settings they use.
But the shortcuts and laziness.
And the shortcuts and the laziness. And you know what? It's very similar today. It's the equivalent of, you know, using an easy password.
Yeah.
You know, when you start to think about it, you can see the continuities between what was done then and what's done now in code breaking. It's very interesting how much continuity there is between Bletchley and between today. Certainly some differences, and computers have changed some of the aspects of spying, but in some of the worlds of code breaking, you know, it's not as different as you might think.
Can I get you to cast your mind back to the first time you covered a story about Bletchley Park, or the first time you became interested in it?
Well, I mean, I've been there so many times now. A lot of the visits are etched in my mind, whether it was the ceremony where the badges were handed out, that was quite an important one, or when the Queen came. I mean, I remember going round some of the huts which hadn't been renovated and been almost untouched since the war, and kind of given a guided tour, and we did a piece about it. You know, you were walking around and there was water dripping everywhere. There's still some of the chalk marks on the doors from wartime or just after wartime. You would step on something and think, is that a dead something or other? But then to go back in the last year and see how those places have been restored and renovated was absolutely astounding, to see what a great job it had been done. And also to see how it hadn't lost the atmosphere and the character, and to see the changes in Bletchley in the, I don't know how many years, 10 years or so that I've been going there, has been amazing.